Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
We're live from the official Music Hype Beast studios, and the Music Hype Beast podcast illuminates raw, beautiful, and unsensitive musical talent from all around the world. Music is a universal language of the world, and people depend on music every day to inspire them, carry them through their darkest moments, and make them feel like they can fly. Music marks time in life. My name is Derek Lewis, and I have the ultimate honor of hosting the Music Hype Beast podcast. And the Music Hype Beast podcast on 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially powered by iHeartRadio. Today, I have major recording artist and entrepreneur, the one and only Neely, on the show today. How are you, sir?
Hey, man, I'm just hanging in there, you know, ruling the world one day at a time.
Absolutely, man. Well, like I said, thank you very much, you know, for taking the time out to come onto the show. So let me ask you a question. In the marathon of music, there are millions of runners in pursuit of the same goal, superstardom. You're in the thick of this race right now. Explain to the audience why you believe you're built for the long run.
I don't want to say like, oh, my destiny stuff's kind of corny, but, you know, it's just something that I love to do. You know, it's something that makes me happy. So no matter how many times I've failed, you know, one thing I always say, you know, true failure is never having failed before. So, you know, I love that keep on going, that determination. And then, you know, there's some people, too, that really like my music and they say it inspires them. And that's something else that makes me happy. So I feel like it's more of just the genuine happiness. It just so happens that people enjoy the music.
That's good, man, because a lot of time, and I'm sure, you know, when you hear from whether it's a family member, a friend, or even a stranger that can say that something that you wrote, your art inspires them, is a great feeling.
But it's one of the best.
A lot of artists, yes, for sure. Now, a lot of artists, you know, they burn out, they quit, or simply run out of money, you know, before their dreams become to fruition. Now, break down to the audience. How do you pace yourself in giving us a snapshot of your mentality? Like, explain how you mentally approach life and some of your philosophies.
Well, we all have, like, you know, real life has it's a lot of ups and downs, you know, and, you know, with all the downs that come through, like you said, you know, people end up quitting and stuff like that. But, you know, if we didn't have downs, we wouldn't have great days, too. You know, you just can't let stuff like hit you. You know, I have so many haters, man, because of, you know, I'm unique. I'm different. So a lot of people like to just, you know how people are on the internet, they're trolls. But I don't let it hit me. I don't let it get to me. I'll even have some people too be like, you know what, I loved your music, man, but how do you keep going with, you know, people trying to hate on you and stuff like that? I'm like, because they don't mean nothing. You know what I mean? I know who I am. And like I just said before too, it's what makes me happy. It's not about them. It's about me.
Wow, that's a really good point, man. So let me create an image for you. You're performing at a sold-out Madison Square Garden in front of a live crowd. You know, the crowd's going crazy, and you're on stage performing your God-given gift. While you're holding that microphone, staring into a sea of people, tell me what's going on through your mind and explain how that moment will make you feel.
It makes me feel just the same way if only 5 people are in that crowd, because I always say, you know, 10 or 10,000 got to give them a show. So that feeling, no matter what, the adrenaline is always there. The adrenaline is going to be the same no matter what stage I'm on. It could be Madison Square Garden. It could be out back of my mom's house. I'm always going to give the show, you know, and that's the thing about it. And for me, it's a whole different world. Like, I just go into another world when somebody give me a microphone. It's just it's like a pulse or something like that just in my mind, but it just comes out naturally. But like I said, mm-hmm. man, it don't matter if I'm Madison Square Garden, bro. I'm always going to give them a show.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because I'm also in the pro wrestling industry as a ring announcer. And a lot of times, you know, especially on the independents, you know, you may have crowds that could be maybe 20 people, 50 people, 100 people, or 1,200 people, or even 5,000 people. You know what I mean? Especially on the independent circuit. So how I perform as a ring announcer, whether it's 50 people, is the same way I would do it in front of 10,000 people. You know what I mean? So it's good that you have that mindset, because people know that no matter what, you're going to give them a show. That's a really good mindset to have. So as an independent artist, you have the weight of the world on your shoulders every day, plus having to manage, you know, personal life, job, etc. So from your vision and your perspective, explain the life of an independent artist.
Man, a lot of people don't know, man. It's really, really hard. And I think when a lot of people try to be an independent artist, like we was talking about before, you know, a lot of people just can't handle the pressure. And when you're an independent artist, I feel like there's way more pressure because you don't know where to go yet. You know, where if you were on like a label or something like that, they know where to go. They know where to take you. They know who, this, what, that. You know, as an independent artist, you're taking the L's and you get scammed a lot too. Like, it's just, it's hard. It's a dog eat dog, but you figure it out yourself. And the thing about it that separates independent artists that become something and independent artists that fall off is the ones that they sit there and they take a few hits and they're like, you know what? I don't think I'm getting back up. The only time I'm not going to get back up is if I'm in a grave, bro.
Amen to that, man. So the music, you know, the music industry, you know, it comes with zero guarantees, you know, no 401k, health insurance, or sick pay. Why are you willing to accept this high level of risk?
Because, you know, going back to what I said before, it makes me happy. And, you know, a lot of people will go and they start their own businesses and, you know, they start their business, you know, mom and pop might make a donut shop somewhere. And why'd they make that shop? Why'd they invest in it? Because that's what made them happy. And you know, it's the same thing for me. It's just a different business. And that's how a lot of times too, people I feel like should look at it is that no matter what business, it's just a business, you know? And it may seem far-fetched just because it's on TV and on your phones and stuff like that, but it's just a business just like the other ones. Maybe a little bit harder, but it's the same concept of sacrificing. And are you really going to go for it? Is this what makes you happy? Or are you just doing it just to be like, oh, maybe, maybe not?
Right. Very good. That's very good insight. Thank you for that. So explain some dark moments in your life where things could have gone really, really left.
There's a lot of moments in my life, but you know that it's a lot of deep stuff, you know, that, you know, go into a lot of things, but it's a lot harder to, you know, put it all together in, you know, a short amount of time, you know, in an interview. It's a lot more deeper stuff. But I mean, we all have our traumatic things. It's just how you're going to eat it. You know, some people can, you know, some people have somebody call them ugly on the internet and then they take that as a traumatic event. Whereas some people, they go through car wreck and, you know, they're almost killed or something like that. And then they're not even traumatized. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people can handle things differently. Mm-hmm. And that's on you, honestly.
Yeah. Right. Everyone has their own way of dealing with things. You're absolutely correct. Now, who has supported your music career during the startup phase process?
Well, you know, of course, like my brothers and, you know, my mom and dad, and I have, you know, a good amount of friends. There's actually this restaurant that I've always worked at, and they've always shown support. Everybody, you know, they would even have like a DJ come in on karaoke nights, and he's actually a very good friend of mine, but he would always let me perform at work, and all the people, you know, always used to go crazy. And I worked there, and when I would bartend and stuff, everybody always come in and nobody ever had anything bad to say. Then you'd have newcomers come in, and all the people that were there that's always come in, they'd be like, nah, you need to check this dude out. So they've always supported me too. But, you know, then there's also people that I've never even met, but they might have messaged me on, you know, Instagram or something saying that I helped them with a lot of stuff, you know, deeper concepts.
Gotcha. Now, give us your thoughts on the current state of the music industry.
I think for the music industry, when it comes to trying to branch out, it's becoming easier because of social media. Now, when it comes to like rap music now, I feel like it's going into more of a style of, you know, and it's not, you know, it's not my business. Other people like it, but I feel like a lot of these rappers now, they're just so bland because they're all saying the same thing. with no concepts and stuff. So I feel like they're losing touch with the art of music. And some people even sit there and be like, oh, well, you know, back in the 80s, they were talking about the same stuff. And it's like, yeah, it was the same stuff, but concept. They weren't actually saying, like, you know, some of the vulgar things I don't want to say, you know, on the podcast right now, I mean, on the radio right now. But you know what I'm saying? And then, but like back at Prince saying something like that, it was just art to it. It was the way they did it back then. It was just, you know, it made you feel something instead of just being, you know, it's almost like drunk music right now. That's all it is.
It's a fair point. It's a very fair point.
Now, so I've heard a few of them that I'm good, people... but.
Gotcha. Now, why do you feel people believe and support your movement?
I think that, well, from my perspective, I think that people like the individuality and the fact that I'm determined to keep the individuality instead of being like I was just talking about these rappers now who are just being, they're all the same. Like, I couldn't tell you one name from the other. But a lot of people are sitting there just like, wow, I feel like, you know, I know this guy. When I listen to his music, I feel like me and him are shaking hands. Like, we're sitting there talking because of the things that he's saying, the concepts. You know, I like all my songs to have a purpose, have a meaning to it. With, of course, some dope flow and some catchy lyrics. But I want it to still somebody who doesn't care about catchy flow. And like, they want to hear like, wow, this dude's story is really, really good. You know, like I want people to listen to it in that aspect, but some people too, they just want to turn up sometimes. And I wanted to have that vibe for them, but I also want it for the people who actually enjoy the art of music.
Very good point. Very good point. Now, what's the one thing you want to improve on in 2024 to be a better person and a better recording artist?
You know, I just want to be able to, you know, meet, actually, I'll say this for 2024, I want to improve my ability to, you know, kind of meet and understand, you know, more of what I need to do to make me go further. You know, there's a lot of people and you don't know whose hand to shake and, you know, who's this and who's that. And it's hard to figure it all out and hard to figure all those things out. Like I said, when being an independent artist, you have to do it yourself. And, you know, we've all had our ups, you know, I mean, we've all taken L's and stuff like that, but I just want to, you know, try my best to, you know, I mean, it's basically, you get the point of what I'm saying. I'm just kind of rambling at this second.
No, you're not rambling. You're saying some really insightful stuff, and I definitely appreciate that, man. So, as we wrap up, you know, what have you enjoyed most about being on the Music Hypebeast podcast today?
Man, I always enjoy your vibe, Derek, man. I think you're a great host. And, you know, I think the whole team, man, y'all are great people. Every time I talk to any of y'all, man, y'all are very inspirational and y'all help me out. And, you know, they'll heal a broken leg for everybody out there. They got you, man. But they're actually really good people, man. I always enjoy interviewing with you guys.
Appreciate that. Appreciate the love, man. So spell out your Instagram profile real slow so that people can follow you on there as well.
All right. The Instagram is _NEALY_21. So that's Neely.
Okay. And while you're at it, how is your artist name spelled out on Spotify, Apple Music, and Tidal?
Neely is NEALY.
Okay, perfect. Now, Neely, you know, this interview today has been very revealing and thought-provoking, and your story is encouraging, you know, and inspiring to anyone who believes that they can do anything in life. And thank you again for sharing your story on the Music Hypebeast podcast today. Now, in regards to me and my social media, you can follow me on all social media platforms at The Real DT Lou. Facebook is Derek T. Lewis official page. Make sure you follow the Music Hypebeast podcast on all streaming platforms, including Pandora. Lastly, follow our movement on Radio Pushers, Radio Pushers TV across all social media platforms, and our mobile app is crazy. Download the Radio Pushers app for iPhone, iPad as well. Everyone, never stop improving yourself. Never follow the crowd. Set your own trends. And focus on results and no hype. Thank you very much and have a good night.
It's easy to create your dream kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry at Menards. With multiple finishes to choose from, you'll be sure to find a style that fits perfect for you. Clearview Cabinetry offers features like soft closed doors and drawers as standard and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Explore Clearview's cabinet options and start designing today in store or on Menards.com, where you can find more of our great deals going on now.
Save